The title of my presentation tonight is A Journey of Ideas Towards the Future. About 3 weeks ago, Japan experienced its biggest earthquake, a massive tsunami, and ongoing nuclear emergency at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. My journey started when I read a BBC article headline, Nuclear Closures to Cause Power Shortages. I thought, if this is true, this is serious. I need to check out what alternative energy sources are out there. Before we get into that, I want to share something I learned about nuclear plants. All nuclear plants produce radioactive waste. Currently, there is no plan for disposing of the waste. And radioactive waste must be stored carefully for thousands of years. This is a primary energy source breakdown. Oil, gas, coal provide 87% of all the world energy. Hydroelectric 6%. Nuclear 6%. The rest, including solar, wind, and geothermal, is 1%. Available renewable energy. Globally, we use 15 terawatts. Solar, geothermal, and wind power are so much more available compared to that. Remember, these three sources are only used for 1% of world consumption. Oil, gas, and coal provide most of the world's energy. But the biggest problem with this is that they are already running out. I don't want to depend on these limited natural resources for energy. There is so much available energy out there. Why not use these? Solar power, wind power, tidal power, and geothermal energy. It's time to start using these because in a few decades, they may be the only options we have left. Let's start with solar power. Only a tiny fraction of the available solar energy is used. The application of solar technology has been growing so much. Architecture, urban planning, agriculture, solar lighting, and heating. Several countries have achieved relatively high levels of wind power. Denmark uses wind to generate 20% of its electricity. In 1988, the Danes passed a national law forbidding the construction of nuclear power plants. When I think of water, hydropower comes to mind. However, water has to flow from high to low, and building a dam can damage nature. Also, the force of the water results in erosion. Tidal power uses energy from the movement of the ocean. Although not yet widely used, tidal power has great potential for future electricity generation. Tides are more predictable than wind and solar power. The ocean has a tremendous amount of energy. Research shows that the ocean has the potential to provide clean energy around the world. By the way, did you know that an operating nuclear power plant needs millions of liters of water per minute? That's a lot of water. The last one is geothermal energy. It uses the natural heat from the earth to heat buildings and produce electricity. Japan has geothermal power plants mostly in Tohoku and Kyushu area. The Philippines is the second highest geothermal energy producer in the world. In Japan, we could produce 30% of our electricity this way. However, we are only using it to produce 0.2% of our electricity right now. I learned that there are many options for energy sources out there. Using natural resources and people's creativity, we'll be able to produce energy safely. But what can we do as individuals? Here are three steps. First is to learn. I remember an interview of a man near Fukushima who had to evacuate said he didn't know that the nuclear power plant was dangerous, and he wouldn't have agreed if he knew. I'm not a scientist or an engineer, but I learned a lot in a week. There are many facts about the nuclear industry and nuclear accidents in Japan that the media have not told us. Please look into it. 40 years ago, when Japan began building nuclear power plants, it was very hard to get any information. Now with the internet, it's possible. Being educated is important, especially when the decisions impact many future generations. We can share what we learn and what we find out. We have Facebook, Twitter, email, and many other ways. Talk with friends about it. Everyone should be involved in this conversation. And finally, if each person uses less energy, we can reduce the amount of energy needed. People in Tokyo are actually doing a good job. Most rolling blackouts have been cancelled because of their diligent efforts. My journey of ideas toward the future has just started. Now, I have even more questions. Tonight, I wanted to share this so everyone will know it's possible to get information and change the future. I'm going to put some links on this page if you want to read more. Thank you for listening.